Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting second. The second baseman, Otis Brannan. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maines. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting fifth. The catcher, Wally Shang. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Ogden. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jack Ogden. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Johnny Noon. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Woodall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Whitehill. And now, play ball. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke takes first base on ball four. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Heinie Maines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Noon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maines for the out. Brannan moves to second. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Noon. The throw from Shang and he is out, Brannan applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue takes first base on ball four. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a line drive into center field. Rice picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Rice. Blue moves to third. McNeely moves to second. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber strikes out. Two outs. Jack Ogden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogden hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blue scores. McNeely scores. It's 2-0, Browns. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. O'Rourke hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue juggles the ball. That's an error on Blue. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 0-for-1 in the game. Brannan hits a pop-up towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-1 in the game. Mainisch hits a line drive into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. Schult hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall takes first base on ball 4. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill bunts towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. Woodall moves to second. One out. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Noon hits a line drive towards third. O'Rourke reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woodall moves to third. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-1 in the game. Shang hits a pop-up towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Blue strikes out. Two outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-1 in the game. Heilman strikes out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-1 in the game. Fothergill hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mainisch. McManus reaches second base with a double. Jackie Taubner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taubner is 0 for 1 in the game. Taubner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Taubner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Ogden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogden is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Ogden strikes out. 2 outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Woodall takes first base on ball 4. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0 for 0 in the game. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Woodall moves to second. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Noon strikes out. 1 out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 0 for 2 in the game. Brannon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Woodall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 2 in the game. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer misplays the ball. That's an error on Gehringer. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0 for 2 in the game. Schultz takes first base on ball 4. Mainisch moves to second. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0 for 2 in the game. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 2 in the game. Heilman takes first base on ball 4. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 2 in the game. Fothergill hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber misplays the ball. That's an error on Gerber. Heilman moves to third. Jackie Taubner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taubner is 0 for 2 in the game. Taubner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Woodall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Heilman scores. McManus moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Browns. Pinky Hargrave pinch hits for Earl Whitehill. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McManus scores. Woodall moves to third. Hargrave moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Browns, 2, Tigers, 2. Jack Warner pinch runs for Pinky Hargrave. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Noon hits a line drive towards short. Gerber reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 2. The Browns will come to bat. Oney Carroll now pitching. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Blue hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McNeely hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blue. The throw from Woodall and he is out, Gehringer applying the tag. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult, who is chasing the ball. Rice reaches third base with a triple. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Heilman hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-3 in the game. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ogden fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Ogden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogden is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Ogden strikes out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. O'Rourke moves to second. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 0-for-3 in the game. Brannon takes first base on ball 4. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-3 in the game. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. O'Rourke scores. Brannon moves to third. It's 3-2, Browns. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Schult hits a line drive into right field. Heilman picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Heilman. Brannon scores. Mainisch moves to third. Schult moves to second. It's 4-2, Browns. Lil Stoner now pitching. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-3 in the game. Shang hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer misplays the ball. That's an error on Gehringer. Mainisch scores. Schult scores. It's 6-2, Browns. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blue hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rice. Blue reaches second base with a double. Shang moves to third. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Shang scores. Blue moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-2, Browns. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-3 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McManus hits a fly ball into left field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-3 in the game. Tavener takes first base on ball 4. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tavener moves to second. Two outs. Paul Easterling pinch hits for Lil Stoner. Paul Easterling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easterling takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Noon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Ogden covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Tigers 2. The Browns will come to bat. George Smith now pitching. Jack Ogden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogden is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Ogden strikes out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. O'Rourke takes first base on ball 4. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Brannon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mainisch hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Rice strikes out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Heilman hits a pop-up towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.